afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
mind. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
We are back, and that was Thriller by Michael Jackson, one of my all-time favorite Halloween songs. Up next, we have Superstition by Stevie Wonder. It will be our last Halloween song for now. We'll switch it up for a little bit after, but we might come back to it later, so keep tuning in and enjoy this next song.
Yeah. She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China. Then again, incidentally, that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely dry. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Anytime. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try?
Hello, everybody. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Kick Back with Danielle Shaw on Tufts Freeform Radio. So you just heard Killer Queen by Queen. Queen is one of my favorite artists, so if you know me, you know I will probably be playing some Queen every show. So that's one of my favorite songs by them. And up next, you'll be hearing a song by another one of my favorite artists, which is Mamma Mia by ABBA. Enjoy.
Get me. like any true love. It drives you crazy, but you know you wouldn't change anything, anything, anything. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. It's a new soundtrack. I could dance to this beat. The lights are so bright, but they never blind me. Welcome to New York. Soundtrack. It's been waiting for you. Welcome to New York. The lights are so bright, but they never blind me.
Welcome to New York.
So bright, they never blind me.
Welcome to New York. Welcome to New York.
We are back. That was Welcome to New York by Taylor Swift, another one of my favorite artists. That was a little bit more of a recent song. And before we play the next one, we have a PSA for you today. It's about going green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway? That was a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Up next, you will be hearing a song by Coldplay, which is called Viva La Vida. And then we will, in a few songs, we will be heading back to some more Halloween music. Thank you for listening. Enjoy.
Oh, but that was when I ruled the world.
Hello, everybody. That was Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John, another one of my all-time favorite songs. And up next, you will be listening to Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, which is a really fun song in my opinion, so I hope you all enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
We'll be right back. I do. And with a voice like Alice ringing out, there's no way the band could lose.
About you guys, but that song is one of those songs that always makes me want to get up and dance, which I was just doing here in the studio. And I just also wanted to give a little shout out to my parents, because that song is one of my dad's favorite songs and it always reminds me of him. And up next, I have a song that reminds me of my mom because it is by Meghan Trainor. I was lucky enough to go to her concert a few summers ago with my mom, and it was one of the most fun concerts I've been to. It was outdoors and it was just really cool. So here it is. It's called Lips Are Movin'. Enjoy.
Boy, look at me in my face. Tell me that you're not just about this bass. You really think I could be replaced? Nah, I come from outer space and I'm a classy girl. I'ma hold it up. You full of something, but it ain't love. And what we got is straight overdue. Go find somebody new.
You can buy me diamond earrings and
tell
Hello, everybody. That was I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston, another one of my all-time favorites. And up next, you will be hearing Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival. We are back, and unfortunately, we only have time for one more song left today. But before I sign off, I just wanted to comment on the vibe out today. I noticed right at midnight last night, I was walking back from the library, and it was very foggy here on campus. And I think it's just a sign of the spookiness of Halloween. So we'll see how the rest of the night goes, but before we sign off, just wanted to remind you that you are listening to Kickback with Danielle Shaw. I will be here not next week, but the following week, same time, same show. Not same music because it will not be Halloween anymore, but maybe pretty soon we'll hear some Christmas music. But yeah, so thank you again for listening. And for our last song of the day, we have Monster Mash, one of my favorite Halloween songs, so I wanted to end it with that. And it is by Bobby Boris Pickett. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
I was working in the lab late one night when my beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash,
he did the monster mash,
the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash,
he did the mash,
it caught on in a flash,
he did the mash,
he did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash,
they did the monster mash,
the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash,
they did the mash,
it caught on in a flash,
they did the mash,
they did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun
in a shoebox,
the party had just begun
in a shoebox,
the guests did Dracula and his son. Wow. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Oh.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Oh.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
What?
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Oh.
Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Bordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Hey, 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 it is David Meyer, and welcome to WMFO 91.5 Medford. Welcome to the second episode and semi-special Halloween special of the new hit show, Who's On First? This is your DJ for this 2 o'clock hour, David Meyer. So just sit back, relax, and listen to a radio show, or as the kids these days call it, a podcast. To my new listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you're back from last week, thanks for coming back. If you're listening post-air, probably best to use a computer or else this might cut out. Congrats to the Washington Nationals on their first World Series win. And congrats to all the fans who went to every single home game and lost every single one. That sounds like a blast. Turns out the Titanic Astros were sunk by a Strasburg. Yep, that is a joke about a no longer relevant cultural event. So he did pitch one of the two games I saw the Nats beat the Cubs in at Wrigley Field this summer, but now he's the World Series MVP. Who's On First is the show that has the who on first. You'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second, and as for third, I don't know's on third. Later, during the show, I guess, I've got an absolutely marvelous guest, Mr. Mark. He is a man of mystery, but not to people who know him well. This radio show, according to reviews from last week, very much enjoying myself. You're a DJ too cool for me. Are you playing at Coachella? And love, love, love you. That last one was for my mom. Let's hope the critics love this episode as much as the last. Who's On First Today is a song I was really looking hard to find. I didn't know what I wanted. I looked far and wide for the song I wanted to play. Did I want to get into the more traditional songs by The Who? Or I really didn't know what I wanted to find. And